Oh, good morning. It is the Homemade Broadcast Nation bonus edition, a morning edition, if you will. So we're going to be a little more subdued, a little more, talk a little quieter, like the NPR people.
Terry Gross.
Hi. You get a
Joshua
little bit.
Johnson.
You know all of them.
Yeah, I like NPR.
Yeah.
It's soothing.
It is.
Nice to have information just kind of calmly read to you. But I feel like that's not really us.
No.
You know, we'll try not to scream. But
we're not going to scream because my partner is working next door. Mm. She is in meetings because she is a business lady.
Right.
And I don't want to yell and scream.
Obscenities
or about anything, really. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to be a little quieter. We'll see how it goes. Of course, my name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel here. And this is a special, you know, thing that we're trying to do in the morning, 10 a.m. You know, that's a good time. I feel like all the big shows are done. There's not much happening. So maybe people will join us over here on HMB Radio. I don't know how often we're going to do this. Kind of testing the waters today to see
how
it goes.
The waters are coming, by the way.
The waters are coming.
Yeah. So I know we were planning on doing this on Friday. We may run into some difficulty there. Hurricane question mark might be on its way. I've done very little research into this, which is bizarre because it would affect me.
Right.
But I got my partner at home is a meteorologist.
Uh-huh.
So he's like just giving me the, hey, by the way, at 6 p.m. around this time, as of right now, this is what the spaghetti. Okay. Thank you.
You do
thank
take
you,
care
WFLI.
Of it.
WFLA.
Yeah, you take care of it. Yeah, we are going to talk about that in a second because I feel like we should inform people if they don't know. And it's a big story here, of course. I slept like absolute dog shit last night.
Yeah, you kind of look off.
I feel off.
Can I guess reasons why?
Sure.
You probably drank a lot yesterday.
I mean, not a lot.
I mean, not a lot maybe for you, but for the average person.
Well, I mean, listen, of course, it was football Sunday. I watched the Buccaneers get their ass pushed in on live television, which was disturbing, to say the least, because the Denver Broncos were supposedly not very good, but they looked really good against the Buccaneers, who were supposedly really good. The Bucs were supposed to be really good, and I don't know if they're good or not. Now, it's just so early in the season. I just don't know what's happening.
I always say that. So early. It's like, okay, well, you're losing, so that's not
well, we won good. Two games.
Okay.
Lost one.
Is this week three then?
Week three.
Because I can do basic arithmetic.
That's right.
I think I watched part of the game last night. I got really high.
Nice.
And I don't usually.
What did you smoke? Crack?
Marijuana.
Okay.
Maybe whatever. It's legal-ish.
Yeah.
No one really cares.
Well,
anymore.
It's on the ballot.
Afraid of. Yes, it's on
the ballot
vote
for recreation.
Three for, who knows?
What happens to all the medical. Like people that invested millions and millions of dollars into these fake medical systems where you have to pay your tax to get your card. Are they just out of business or they just turn into recreational?
Because it's never just about the issue. It's like all the politics and the money surrounding it. It's like, no, I know people who are potheads that are like, no, vote no on three because it's going to, you know, mess with
shut up.
You know, like the supply chain. It's one of those
shut
things.
Shut your mouth.
I don't know anything about
not
it.
You,
all but. I know is that I got way too high. And I was like watching football, like listening to my friend talk, trying to follow the story, and I couldn't tell if she was like a bad storyteller or if I am
too
retarded.
High. Yeah.
Because I was like trying to follow the story. I'm like, why is this making no sense? And I would stop her and go, why is the story making no sense? I feel like you didn't set it up properly.
Was it one of those things where they were clearly speaking English, but none of the words were registering in your brain?
No,
like,
words,
I speak that language.
No, the words were registering, but it was like she was basically telling me about her father's affair and how he her mother. Again, this is like it happened maybe 20 some odd years ago, but how it affected her, obviously, that she had to go to a wedding in the last year and sit front row and have this woman talk about their origin story and then just totally skip over the part where it was like they met over an affair.
Oh, I see.
The origin story is very nefarious and unkind, and they made it seem like it was this magical romantic moment and just kind of dismiss the fact that they were both married.
What's more romantic than an affair? We're going to talk about that later, too. Those are perhaps the most romantic.
Well, it's maybe romantic for the people involved, but sure. just atrocious for everybody else.
Devastating.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it's like you have the children at the wedding and they're just all like, that didn't happen the way you said it did. Why are you lying to everyone? So she was just kind of, and she goes, and that's why I don't like it when people say I'm proud of you. And I'm like, it just didn't make sense. So I was just like, how did we get, and it was funny because what was messed up is that I was really trying to pay attention. It wasn't like I was in and out. I was sending a text at one point. She started talking. I said, stop talking. I want to be fully engaged and I'm going to need all of my brain power to get through this story. So please stop, pause. I sent the text, put it down, and I go, proceed. I want to hear the story.
You are very good with that. You, in fact, you'll scold other people. Me. Most of the time when I'm multitasking, you'll be like, sometimes after the show, I'll put up, you know, the podcast, I'll start uploading stuff. And Anna will be telling me something. I'll just be like, hang on, I'll be like, continue to speak. But she'll be like, no, I'll wait.
But that's not, I'm not scolding you.
Well, no, it's a,
although I mean, have
you have in the past, but, particularly with cell, if I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, like I'd rather just wait. Instead of me just talking and nothing is going through, because I know I can't like listen to audio and listen to somebody else talk.
Yeah, it's difficult.
So I was like, I'll wait. But it was a great story. I think I got all the information I needed at the end. But it was a very juicy story. Yes,
that's good.
Love affairs,
love it.
And you said that they are very romantic, and they kind of are because they're like this forbidden sort of thing.
Sure.
But then you destroy everyone else's life.
And especially if there's children involved, that's not great. I mean, if you're married, obviously that's not great. I mean, there's different degrees of the affair.
Oh, are we getting it? Is this a segue into RFK?
No, not quite.
Okay.
Not quite.
Yeah.
So we did try to segue into the hurricane, segue to Robert. I mean, you're going to know what's coming up on the program, at least today.
Yeah. So there's levels, meaning like.
Well, degrees of severity of badness.
What's the lowest level affair?
Like you're dating for a couple months and then you just like bang somebody else.
That's the lowest?
Yeah, that's not great. It's bad.
I thought you were going to say like an emotional affair, like nothing physical happens. It's inappropriate. Like, texts. What is
that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or where you're confiding. Sure. You have like a work husband. Yeah, work but wife.
Is that an affair?
Well, it's the lowest level. I think an emotional affair is an affair? Or no?
Well, I don't even know what that means.
Well, let's define affair.
Yeah. To me, it's like you bang somebody.
Well, what about if you kiss somebody?
Yeah.
Hold hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Physical contact.
Yeah.
Would be in that realm. And there's degrees, obviously, to that,
sure,
too.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get a hand job at a Christmas party. That's not great.
But if
you don't touch the other person, they just touched you. Is it really? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, of course it is.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. But it could be worse.
Could be worse.
You're not diddling them.
No.
They're diddling you.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything to them. You were the diddly.
Yeah. You were being held hostage.
Not hostage.
Oh.
But your penis was.
Right.
In that scenario. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just saying there's different degrees. That's
of course.
All bad. Yeah. All bad. Shouldn't do them. But
emotional affairs are bad. Though, because women often they stray because that's how it starts,
right?
You know,
yeah. But so. that's more like you're saying, like texting,
just confiding in that person when you should be confiding in your partner, or telling that person about the problems you're having with your partner.
Sure,
that can be, maybe inappropriate.
What about if it's a same sex and you're not gay? And you're talking about like, I'm having this problems with my partner.
And you're not gay?
You're not gay.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm
talking like in this scenario, I'd be talking to my boy and
about
be like, yo,
it.
I'm having some issues.
That's not an affair.
But it's emotional. It has to be the opposite sex.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like and then the other person can step in and is like, I'd never treat you like that. You know what I mean?
So it's not necessarily just the complaining to the other person, it's the fact that they're giving you validation in that.
Yeah, you're kind of looking for
putting it out there.
Right. Like what you're not getting from your partner, that person is giving you, which is like emotional support.
Right.
And right. then that can easily just be like a magnet that pulls, especially women, right out of their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? If you're allowing that to happen, you probably wanted that to happen. You're looking for a way out.
Right.
And that's kind of like, honestly, best case scenario for a lady is like just sliding from one relationship into the other.
Oh, sliding it in.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you can, if you don't bang, then you can feel perfectly fine about it. You go, listen, this guy was treating me like trash. This guy was really nice to me. I didn't fuck him before I left the first guy, and I just kind of slid right on into the relationship with him.
And you got slid into.
Yes. And then you have no downtime as a single person.
Wow. Which can that be is smart.
It can be a treacherous journey. Wow. The life of dating, especially if you're over the age of 30.
Huh.
So as a woman, let's say.
So all bad, but there's definitely different levels. Okay. So yeah. I'm on board with you. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. By the way, super chats, if you super chat, it'll get read for sure. I do see people here, which is cool because I didn't really promote this very well. But if you super chat, your comments will get read. If I see something as we go on here, as you know, my own producer here. So
Beartooth, we're here Monday morning. We're trying something new.
Trying something new. So super chats are there. By the way, I'll put this on podcast probably the first half, and then the second half, the full episode, will go on Substack. So hmbradio.substack.com. It's a great way to support the program. You can also Venmo. Oh, I don't have my thing up, my banner. Will Kuntz, and I split that with Anna, so that's fun. And you could do that. And of course, all the information's down here on the scroll bar. You got the text or voicemail. I had this guy, and I can't tell if he's, I don't want to get too off track here because I do have a point and I do have some things I want to get to, but he calls himself Dino and he might be watching. I think he does watch. I don't know if he likes me or hates me. I can't tell, but he said he sent me a package in the mail and I gave him an address of where to send it to. That's what I was thinking. Either way, you know, sweet release or whatever. He said it was a special gift.
Put us out of our misery.
Yeah, right. So I was like, yeah. Either way, even if he doesn't like us and it is a bomb, great. I didn't get it. He keeps texting. Did you get your pat? No, I didn't get it. So I can't tell if he's just messing with me or not. But no, Dino, I didn't get it. If you did actually send something. And I wanted to talk. So I slept like dog shit last night. I've been taking this. Remember a few weeks ago, I was telling you about the spray, the allergy spray that I was taking? Yeah. Dude, it was amazing. Like I'm probably clogged up now. You can hear it. But the first time I took it, it immediately opened my nasal. I thought I needed that surgery where they go in and carve your nasal passages. But it turns out I just needed this spray because it was just immediately like relief and open. And I was breathing and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. And then I had to stop using it last night because my head was congested and full of blood. So my sinuses, I was blowing my nose and just blood boogers were coming out.
Thing is a free lunch, friend.
And I went to the website and they're like, yeah, that's a little, it's normal, but I don't think this much is normal. So
it cleared you out, but now you're bleeding.
But now I'm bleeding in my nasal canals and now I'm clogged up again.
Yeah.
So that's terrible. I'm going to figure out what to do about that. And I'm like sweating. I think my body thinks I'm sick because I'm bleeding in my nose. Yeah. So I think I'm like running a fever or something because I'm just sweating.
Right. So just trying to kill whatever is in your body.
Yeah. The spray.
So you didn't sleep well because you were bleeding.
Absolute shit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so slept terrible. You got super high over the weekend?
Yeah, just yesterday.
And we went and saw, the weekend really started on Thursday for us because we went and saw my boy Zach Townsend do stand up at Side Splitters, and I drug you along because he needed to sell tickets. And
I didn't say that to him, by the way.
I mean, I brought you along because you like comedy.
Yeah. But I wasn't like, oh, I was planning on going, but I'm really glad Will dragged me here. I'm always, you know, I just kind of overlooked that. To be honest with you, had a great time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Me and Chris had a great time. A lot of fun. And Zach is great.
He's really good.
He's so good. I've seen a few things online probably a few years ago. And I was like, meh. You know, I'm like, okay. And I'll never dog anybody for trying, of course. But
sure.
I'm just like, whatever. And then I saw him on stage and I'm like, holy shit, he's really good.
He's good. I think he's going to make it. He's going to be opening for, he's one of Steve-O's openers now. He's going to be opening for Andrew Santino.
That's like a big get.
That's a big one because those are actually like theater shows. Those are not just, you know, like small clubs, theaters or clubs. So it's very exciting. Check them out. Zach Townsend, Paid Vacation on Instagram. They do sketch comedy, and the stand-up is actually really good too. If he's in your city, he's touring around. So make sure you go check him out. He looks like he's a tall, long-haired. He looks like Caitlin Clark with a mustache, essentially. Yeah. So that was fun. I got really hungover because we went to the bar and drank.
I wanted to ask what happened after we left.
We went to this bar called Frank's, which is a dive bar, very smoky too, which of course didn't help my sinus issues, I'm sure. A great bar, though.
It's like close by, I imagine.
It's semi-close, yeah, 62nd Avenue.
Okay.
And so we went there and hung out for a while. And so really the weekend started. I actually saw him again on Saturday. Because he was staying all the way up. His grandma lives in Hudson, which I don't even really know where Hudson is now that I'm thinking about it.
Up there one time.
It's way north, right?
It's like way north.
Pasco or even the county above Pasco.
Past Pasco.
I don't even know what that county is. Mm. But so his grandma lives up there. So we met in Dunedin, like halfway, met for some lunch on Saturday. Yeah. And we went to, you ever been to Rosie's Pub?
No.
So I went to Rosie's Pub, great little pub, I guess. It's kind of English. There's no liquor there, which was unfortunate, but there was beers. Mm. And we got a few beers and had some lunch. There was the issue with, listen, I gotta admit to myself something that I really don't want to admit because I'm ashamed of it. I'm a cat person. I don't think I like dogs that much. And I don't like that I don't like dogs that much. I mean, I like some dogs. And I think
you've just been around shitty dogs and cats.
I haven't, though. Like, I like some dogs. They're just a little too much. Their energy's a little too much for me. They're just too needy.
So you're a cat daddy.
I guess I'm a cat person. No, I'm not saying that.
The cat daddy.
No. I think cat's energy is more my bag. But I like dogs. Don't get me wrong. I like other people's dogs.
They're
just a little too, and they're licking and they're gross.
They're needy, and you don't like that because you don't like physical affection and.
Well, I mean,
you don't like love. You hate love.
No, it's not true. Well, listen. So there's degrees, right? And like dog people, I get it, but also calm down. You got to calm down with your dogs. Bringing your dogs out to bars, borderline. I would say, but fine.
It's outside.
Fine. I'm not going to complain about that.
But inside.
Inside where there's food and don't bring animals.
People could be allergic.
Yeah. They're also, people are like afraid of dogs. Some people too.
Yeah.
So you're really making people like face their, like, it's kind of, you're being kind of an ass.
Yeah. You should not bring dogs inside anywhere.
No.
I think. Unless you're blind, but just stay home. Just stay home.
Just leave your dog at home.
Or sit outside.
Just take, be
it's
by.
Like smoking.
Yeah.
Treat it like smoking. It should be left outside.
Like people bring in their, and bigger dogs, fine. You know, going to a brewery or something, I get it. And you're outside and you're drinking beer, hanging out with your dog on a, you know, Saturday afternoon. All right. I guess I can accept that. But these little dogs too, I hate the little dogs with a passion.
I actually think the opposite.
I don't like the little dogs at all.
Big dogs are clearly more of a threat.
Big dogs are more of a threat, but little dogs are much more annoying.
Leave them all at home.
I would say leave them at home overall, yeah. But I'm willing to make concessions, which is if you bring your dog, fine, you got to sit outside. If there's food there, absolutely don't bring dogs into a restaurant or to any place where they're serving food or drink. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no.
It's gross.
I don't know. But I had an issue with, and this is what I'm saying. This is why I'm setting it up for the degrees of dog people. Because if they're a normal dog, they're on a leash or sitting at your, you know, at your feet and you're hanging out. Okay, fine. I'll accept that. The strollers, the dog mommies with strollers.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. Absolutely not. And I know the dog. So I walk into Rosie's Pub. Great little pub. English pub, as I said. And I'm trying to find a seat. It's small in there. It's not very big. It's and I see two seats at the end of the bar and I'm looking, there's a stroller, which I thought was a baby at first. Cause as one is wont to do, cause there's a stroller there.
Right, there's a pram.
There's two little stupid dogs in the stroller behind her blocking the bar. So not only blocking the two seats at the
end of the bar
also block into two seats at the table directly behind that are not usable now because that stupid fucking stroller is right there. Oh, I was livid.
So did you confront this woman clearly?
It was a woman, an older woman, kind of like attractive older lady, like kind of like
50s, 60s,
probably 60, yeah, I would say, but kind of like, you know, like a Desperate Housewife, not Desperate Housewives, but what's the Bravo show?
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives. So, obviously a little older, but kept herself put together. Yeah.
Clearly not emotionally or mentally, but
clearly not. If you need to have a stroller with doggies in it behind you, where you're just
in a bar.
And in her defense, too, I was thinking, like, where could she put this thing?
And outside or at home.
She could have left it out. There was nowhere to put it in her defense. Like, she had to put it behind her. But now you're being an asshole.
You're blocking an already small vicinity.
It's a small place. Yeah. It's Saturday. You know, people are out and about. So I was thinking, well, there's nowhere to put it. But also, why the fuck did you bring your dogs out? Like, yeah. And you're not even interacting with them. They're just behind you. Like, she's not paying any attention to them.
Yeah.
What the hell's the point? So you can wheel them around? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was. I thought about confronting her, but I was like, what if this ends up being like the barkeep's girlfriend or something?
Yeah. And
I just didn't do it. I think in today's day and age, too, like, is it worth it? Mm-hmm. And I just thought, no.
So you didn't say anything?
I didn't say
anything. Now, were you able to get into those two seats at the bar?
No.
So what did you do?
There was a little table that was behind where two seats were inaccessible. There were two that were accessible. I sat there. But then I'm an asshole because I'm taking up a big table
with
just me.
Well.
So I felt guilty. And then I just went outside.
Zach joined you.
Well, I went outside. It was before they got there. So I went outside and I did. Oh, we got a super chat here. Let's see what this is. Garrett, the stroller has a broken wheel trip hazard. Yeah, I was about to have a broken wheel. I was about to kick that damn thing off there.
Were the dogs loud?
No, they were super quiet, just like laying there.
That's unusual for small yappy type dogs.
They were just sleeping, you know, they weren't doing anything. It was just the fact that it wasn't the dog's fault, obviously. Mm-hmm. It was just a stupid horror, you know, couldn't be without her little babies.
Yeah.
Doggy mommy.
Yeah. It's not a good look, but it's all this woman has, clearly. I wonder if my situation will get me there faster.
Meaning?
Have you noticed that when you have less to do and maybe, I mean, we have giant problems that we're trying to tackle right now.
Uh-huh.
But when you don't have a lot going on in the day to day, you start to fixate on smaller things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like your mind. This is what I learned about the mind is that it is a tool to solve problems. And if you don't have any like big pressing problems that you have to solve, your mind will start creating problems for you to solve, which is why you see like old people and they worry about the smallest thing because they don't have, they're retired, you know, the kids are grown up, like all those things are done and taken care of. So they fixate on these tiny things like where the trash can is or, you know, HOA type stuff. They become the Karens of the neighborhood because they have nothing to fixate on.
Yeah.
So they fixate on problems that they themselves create and then can solve.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, you know, if I am in my situation much longer, that it will expedite me.
You're gonna
to
get a little dog
status by the time I'm 42.
You're gonna get a little dog in a stroller.
Oh fuck no.
Okay.
Nah, good. I don't like little dogs. I do like corgis. I'm big on corgis.
Sure.
Chris hates those dogs. And every time
I like, my friend has one and it's like a tiny little teddy bear. It's not like a big, I saw another corgi and it was like bigger
and not as cute.
No, didn't like it. Wiener dogs. No, I don't like those things.
Wiener dog puppies though are very cute.
Nah,
I know because I used to work with one.
Not for me.
Very cute.
No way.
Yeah. Baby pugs are really cute when they grow up and they are not the most attractive dog.
Oh my God. I hate those dogs. They're Boston Terriers. They're cute as hell, but oh my God. That
little Frenchies.
The French. Oh my God. I hate those.
Cute. But every puppy is cute. So there's that.
That's
true. It's hard to be like, that puppy is ugly. even with a pug, you're like, you're gonna be ugly. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be an ugly dog, but yeah, you are cute ugly now.
Oh, and they just suffer too for humans' amazement. They shouldn't be alive. Like those Frenchies and those pugs, like they're all
the underbite.
They can't breathe.
English bulldogs, you know, with the bow legs, and they get so fat.
Yeah. And that's just all like for humans' owners' amusement.
Yeah. But then it's kind of good. Like, I think it's kind of much we're talking about, like, matching the lifestyle of your pet.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you both have diabetes? Which happens. There are lots of dogs with diabetes.
Oh,
we gave it to them because we overfed them. We fed them, you know, Cheetos when we were supposed to feed them, you know, lamb or something. But both have to do your insulin. It's probably like a nice bonding. You get it.
Yeah.
You know, you could both die from ketoacidosis, lose a foot, sugar foot.
Sugar foot. That's right. That's right.
Back when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. They think they still do.
Yeah. Not in the hood. I didn't grow up in the hood, but they call it sugar foot. Sugar foot.
Yeah. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. Tell your friends we're live. That would really help us out quite a bit. Like I said, I don't know how often we're going to do this, but we're going to try it out and see how it goes. Super chats. That's a good way to help out the show. Will Koontz on Venmo, and I'll split that with Anna.
That's the free preview. If you want the entire episode, head over to hmbradio.substack.com. Sign up. We keep it as cheap as possible. It's $5 a month. And hopefully we'll be doing more of these down the line. hmbradio.substack.com, 813-693-2124, voice and text line, and talk soon.